1901 Twisted Mind.
Dull. Every single one of his co-workers was entirely and utterly dull. Different shades, but dull still. Everett von Heldenreich congratulated himself for his endurance in putting up with all this. It will be worth it, he thought, while putting a finishing touch to his massive, shiny, oily mustache. He played his team of 30 researchers like a piano. Each individual sound boring as hell, but under his hands, a masterpiece. He would need them to make Decoherence Incorporated the sole relevant company in the world, and his Destiny engine finally a reality. This journey began only 10 years before, when his parents had moved to that villa with his intricate artwork in the yard. It had completely captured his attention. He would have liked to know the person who had built it, maybe finally someone with whom to escape the intellectual desert his environment was offering. A genius, for sure. As a child, Everett would try to figure out the inner workings of all the pieces in the huge machinery around the villa, convinced that this was not merely art. His few friends didn't like to go there. First, for the dead, dry, stony, and lifeless landscape, and second for the scary mechanical monster at its center. One day, while studying the wheels and levers, admiring their intricate complexity, Everett stumbled on a hidden opening in the wall containing the diary of a certain Linus O'Kelvin. At last he could penetrate the thoughts of his outstanding predecessor. In an especially designed holder, there was a fancy coin with a munchkin cat imprinted, alive on one side, dead on the other. The text on the diary cover struck him. Open the box to stop the voices. Had his past friend also experienced the sudden voices and strange intuitions that plagued Everett since coming to the villa? This event started the systematic investigation of the mystery of the black box and the mind-blowing mechanical artwork in his yard. The results were mind-blowing. Somehow, an instance of a chance-based experiment performed close to the black box resulted in all possible outcomes happening in parallel stories. The intuitions were a sort of communication between these stories, simply one Everett influencing another Everett. Whatever story was the one to have the black box open first was the one surviving, killing the thread of all the other stories almost as if they had never been. An appropriately crafted machine would enhance the effect to involve larger and more complex systems. The implications were immense. Everett knew that this treasure and his own genius would make him the most powerful man in the world. Today, Decoherence Incorporated already supported the governments of some carefully selected countries. Not for the money, of course, but to minimize friction in expanding the influence of Everett's company. His favorite little test for the applicants was designed both to understand their mindset and for his own joy in showing off his undisputed mastery of the world. Take this coin and toss it, Everett would tell an applicant. I will guess if you get dead or alive as a result. We do it 10 times straight, and if I lose, even a single time, you get the job immediately. Otherwise, we'll see. Usually, after inspecting the coin for tricks, the applicant would enthusiastically accept the bet, sure to win against so much favorable odds. Then they would throw the coin in the air.
Be careful! The world is splitting again. You need to choose one path and observe how Everett tricks his colleagues. Remember, you can always go back and choose the other path.